Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I was so taken by your story of when you were a little girl and just really moved by your mom's words. And this is my paraphrase as I remember them, but something to the effect that don't say yes to Jesus just because you feel it. Say yes to Jesus when you actually mean it in your heart. And you painted such a great picture of you riding in the back seat, your heart beating out of your chest because you meant it and you wanted to tell her about it. Take us back to that time and that conversation with your mama.
Well, yeah, it's how I open the book. I recount my salvation story because I really want the reader to think about their own. If they've come to a time in their life where they've also accepted Jesus in their heart, I want them to think back on that because so many times in our life, we don't dwell on things like, when did I meet God for the first time and what was that like? And so, because there was a reason that we were drawn to this amazing God. And so I talk about that. And, you know, I grew up in a pastor's family. And so God was a very normal topic of conversation in my home and had a lot of church and all of those things. And so my mom and I had been, you know, talking about God and maybe asking him in my heart and those kinds of conversations that my mother just in her wisdom sensed that I wasn't ready. I was a very young 5 and just sensed that it was kind of more of a, my friends are doing it, this is interesting kind of a thing rather than a heart thing. And so on this particular night, we had one of those passion plays at our church, and I had seen this amazing display of Jesus in front of my eyes just by these people in the church that were kind of these actors in this play of what I talk about, the big white family Bible come to life in front of me. And I wanted God for the first time in my life, and it consumed me, and it made me just feel passionate and brave and even as a little 6-year-old girl. And so I was telling my mom in that story about how I found God. I was telling her in the back seat of her car on the way to get hot dogs after church. And so she cried because she knew at that moment that I wanted God for real.
And what I love, just a little detail of the story, Lisa, is that normally you really love hot dogs, but they sort of seemed beside the point. And I think that is such an illustration. When we hunger and thirst for God, the things that once seemed like such a big deal sort of fade into the background, don't they?
Right. Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, and that's the thing that God wants, that kind of love from us. He wants that the taste for him grows and the taste for everything else weakens. And you know, in our daily life, we forget to hunger after God. We forget those things because life gets in our way and it gets loud and it wants our attention. And I think our biggest problem really is we forget about God. That's what we do. That's how life pulls us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes a tragedy will happen and we remember him again. Oh yeah. Or we go to church and, you know, we hear from somebody with this amazing testimony and we remember him again, you know, and God just, he wants us to remember who he is and what he's done because it helps our appetite for him grow.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.